So settling in. Meeting experience with awareness. It's the same flow of practice, just now in the sitting posture. And taking a moment to invite ease in the body. Letting the posture naturally align. So that we have a balance of uprightness and relaxation, ease. Opening to experience. Receiving, how is it now? Noticing the relationship to experience, what Andrea called the attitude of the mind, how we're paying attention, how the mindfulness is. There can be a slight tendency to be wanting something, perhaps wanting peace. And sometimes just noticing that can create a shift. Or perhaps not wanting something, not wanting tiredness. And again, that can just be folded in. One more thing present. Sometimes the mind is just not so clear. Or the mind may be quite content, peaceful with whatever is arising. Sometimes experience can be quite challenging, but the mind is at peace with that. There's what's happening, and there's our relationship to what's happening. And we can also check in with the level of effort. How much energy we're putting into our practice. Probably a little less effort could be helpful. Just a slight easing up, more allowing. It takes very little effort to be receptive to experience. Allowing the mind to be simple. And as we stay with this experience, one of the things that we may notice is how experience is changing. Things arise when they weren't there before. They shift, they change. And they fade away or fall away. Or sometimes it may be very rapid, quickly arising and passing. The impermanent, inconstant nature of experience becomes clearer as the mind becomes more still. And as we sense into this very natural process of change, we may feel our mind and body aligning with this way that things are. No resistance to it or pushing for it. But just a sense in the body and mind of flowing along, aligned with the changing nature of experience. Resting in this alignment. So one reason that we check the relationship with experience from time to time is to ensure that we are seeing accurately. If we're mindful, but there's a slight undercurrent of wanting to make something happen or trying to prevent something from happening, there's a way in which it's a little off, the way like a wheel can be a little bit out of alignment, and then when it turns, it's not as smooth. And so we can just check that we're really aligned with the flow of experience, and that helps us to see the changing nature of the aggregates, everything that's arising, mind and body. And as we get familiar with this changing quality, the shifting, the flowing, arising, passing, we begin to sense this alignment with it almost in the body. A visceral sense of just being part of the flow. And this way of being, which we can do on or off the cushion, naturally reduces clinging and identification. That's not something we really have to try to do. You just be with the ongoing flow, and the heart will understand. So, this idea of alignment may support your practice.